Belle Isle is getting primped and polished for the upcoming Grand Prix, officially the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix. It's happening May 30th through June 1st. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is covering the preparations. And Daniel, it's the first time this race has been held since the state took over managing Belle Isle. So what's been done to prepare for the race and fix up the island?
Well, it's just the beginning, I think. You know, they've taken out about 200 diseased trees. They've removed asbestos from the casino. They've repaired some roofs on some of the pavilions, and that's just the beginning. I think after this race in the pipeline, they're going to be doing some more sewer work, water drainage. They've also repaired a lot of the restrooms there. So you're going to see a lot fewer porta-potties if you go to the race this the end of the month. About 110,000 people they're expecting, give or take. They're a little bit ahead of sales this year. I think there's a little bit more excitement about what's going on in Detroit, and people have got some money to spend.
In fact, so there's money to spend. What does this race mean in the best guess in terms of dollars and cents?
That's really hard. Well, they talk about economic spinoff.
Right.
I think the number they're throwing around is about $45 million to the city of Detroit. There's always a lot of criticism about whether those numbers are real or they're manufactured. There have been academic studies done on the value of having sporting events in your town, and economists have cast doubt on them. But I think the broader significance here is this is happening at a time that the city's in bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of national attention to that that I think is somewhat disjointed and disconnected from what we who live and work here and talk about this stuff on a daily and weekly basis know to be happening in the city in general. To read some of the national coverage, you'd think that the place is totally falling down. But when you get on the ground and you look at what's happening, it's a very different picture.
And someone like Roger Penske, who's, you know, has been such a part of trying to turn around Detroit, including leading the Super Bowl effort a dozen years ago, what did he say to you as far as his awareness of the kind of images this race will send out?
Roger is a very interesting guy. As a lot of your listeners know, he's a very accomplished businessman, very successful. He's the owner of – he's got head more than anybody in history. The guy knows what it means to win. He's very meticulous, but I think he also is very realistic. He is not easily dissuaded by the negative aspects of what he sees in Detroit. He knows they're there. Focuses a lot more on the positive and on the forward motion. I mean, when he talked about bankruptcy yesterday, he said, look, this is something that had to happen. But this is why, when you have so much financial distress for so long, something's got to happen. But this is why we have bankruptcy. He said, we're going to move through this, and it's going to ultimately be a win. And I think that's not an unfair way to look at things. I mean, a lot of business people know that this is a very difficult process for the city, for its retirees, for its employees, for other stakeholders. They don't cheer it, but they do think, like a lot of business people, that's one of these, if they were making the decision, they would say, this is something that needs to happen. So let's get through it the best way we can and get to the other side. And I think Roger, like a lot of other business people, are cheered by the fact that there are efforts being made within the community to soften the blow for people like pensioners and to protect the DIA, although we didn't really talk about that. We talked more about the grand bargain in general.
Right.
But I think it's evocative of what I hear in the business community, which is nobody's cheering this, but they do think this is something that needs to happen and that the city and the business and the community are probably going to be better for it.
And as you point out in your column in the news today, when you kind of think of where Detroit was and really how far it has come, thinking of when the Super Bowl happened, remember all the boarded up buildings that they had to paint with fake windows to make it look like there was life, and now those buildings are happening downtown.
Yeah, and he pointed that out to me. So, you know, in 2002 when Bill Ford Jr. called him and said, hey, we're going to get the Super Bowl here, and I'd like you to spearhead the effort. He was like, oh, boy, this is going to be a lot of work. But he did it, and now you get on the other side, and to your point, yeah, there are some buildings that were boarded up that are now active and things are happening. You know, the story of Detroit of its revival is a process. A lot of people are very impatient, and I would say even childish, are very skeptical of any moves forward and can always point to the negative things, but it's really a process. And I think when you go back to 2008, when we had three CEOs from the car companies and Ron Gettelfinger from the UAW in front of a congressional committee and getting lacerated by these people, that was a real low point. And then it got even lower when General Motors and Chrysler went into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. But since that time, I think you've seen a lot of steady and positive progress by those companies. It hasn't been free and it hasn't been painless. There have been people that lost jobs and plants that were closed. But now we're on the other side of that, and these companies are a lot more profitable. They're a lot more lean. They're restructured. And the same thing's happening with the city. We don't really know if the city of Detroit, when it gets on the other side, is going to be as successful running their business, if you will, as General Motors and Chrysler and Ford seem to be. But I think we can pretty well guess that it's going to be in a better shape than it was before it went into bankruptcy.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.